Armadoxy for today, The Road to the Center of Light, a five-part mini-series of daily messages dedicated to this week in the life of the Armenian Church. 5 days, five inspirations, five sparks that connect to shine the Christ light. Day one, Haripsimeh. The longest journey begins with a single step, said Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu. And I would imagine every culture has some parallel statement that expresses the sentiment that the biggest and most complicated tasks begin with initial spark. Haripsimeh is the spark that ignited the Christian revolution in Armenia in the early 4th century. Haripsimeh was a young girl, we are told, of remarkable beauty. In the late 3rd century, she entered a Roman convent, dedicating her life to Jesus Christ. Her beauty caught the eye of the Roman emperor Diocletian, and he was determined to marry her. Haripsimeh and the other sisters fled Rome to escape his hounding, and after some time ended up settling in the town of Vahashabad, Armenia. Emperor Diocletian sends word to Armenian King Dertad to have her captured and returned to Rome. What happens next seems almost too predictable. Dertad is taken by Haripsimeh's beauty and wants her for himself. He offered her his kingdom if she would be his queen. But she refused to marry him, a pagan, and give up her Lord Jesus Christ. Haripsimeh's refusal and her faithfulness to Jesus Christ was the first step on the road to the Christianization of Armenia. Her short answer, no, was a tiny little step that had huge repercussions. But at the time she refused the king, the only thing that was certain for her was, at the least persecution, at the most, death. The Reverend Martin Luther King has once said, faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. Haripsimeh took that first step, uncertain of where it would lead. Most definitely she did not know, nor did it cross her mind, that this no to the king would be the spark to the conversion of Armenia to Christianity. The only certainty she had was that her action, or non-action, was in line with her core beliefs as a Christian. Haripsimeh is a saint whose story inspires us to do that which is right. Haripsimeh knew well the parable of the 10 maidens, and as a Christian, she had heard the words of Jesus who said, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the entire world and lose his own soul?" Queen Haripsimeh was guaranteed a beautiful and pleasant life. Sister Haripsimeh, the nun, was marked to death. But her strength came from Jesus Christ in his words, "Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Haripsimeh followed her heart. It was the place of her treasure. She teaches us to walk in faith and do that which is right. The wealth and beauty of this world. Well, that's tomorrow. Gayane. Today is the feast of Haripsimeh. Let us pray. Christ our God, you crown your saints with triumph and do the will of all who love you. Looking after your creatures with love and kindness, hear us from your holy and heavenly realm by the intercession of the Holy Mother of God and by the prayers of all your saints, especially the holy martyr, Saint Haripsimeh. Hear us, Lord, and show us your mercy. Forgive, redeem, and pardon our sins. Make us worthy, thankfully, to glorify you with the Father and with the Holy Spirit, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.